Back now with Day to Day, American hip hop is huge in China. It's on Chinese billboards, it's on the pop charts, it's also in Chinese advertising. But those are American rappers. Chinese rappers are getting no radio play. Jamila Trindle reports from Beijing. Put your hands up,
put your hands up. It's a Saturday night in a packed Shanghai club, and two MCs from the hip-hop group Red Star are pumping up the crowd. It's part of a growing scene in China, driven both by Chinese hip-hop artists and foreigners like Morgan Jones from Brooklyn. He first came to China to study Mandarin.
I mean, you got me as a black guy, you got one Shanghainese guy, you got one Meiji Hua and one American, Chinese-American doing stuff out here. We're trying to do something new, something different, and then hopefully it'll change people's minds about the way hip-hop is seen in China. All y'all know who we be, Shanghai, China, the NYC,
Doyiga MC, Jumbarongi, Red Star Hip-Hop, Hai Zai Nu Li. The other American in the group, producer Kyle Ching, came to China from L.A., chasing the China business boom. Now he's working on Red Star's first album. But he says it's for the music, not the money.
It's not really the place to come and try to make $1 million off of selling hip-hop music. It's not the place to come to try to make money off of music, period.
For one thing, it's hard to get airplay where radio stations prefer saccharine pop music like this.
You hear on the radio, you go to a mall, you go to any store, and you're going to automatically hear very pop, bubblegum pop type style of music, you know what I mean?
Former radio DJ Ping Ke quit his job after he got bored because he had to play the same music all the time. Now he has a podcast called Anti-Wave, All Radios Go to Hell. On air, he goes by the name Ping Ke after Pink Floyd. He says 20 years ago, when he was listening to rock music, the government wouldn't allow it on the radio.
Before, when we got notice saying this is not allowed, that's allowed, it's all because of propaganda, but now that's not the reason. It's because of commercial reasons. For example, if I have to do this and that just because my program has a sponsor, I won't be happy, you know?
And there are far fewer radio stations in China than in the U.S., because the government still keeps a tight hold on radio licenses. But Ping Ke says the internet has changed everything. Now he can not only podcast, but also listen to radio stations from all over the world.
Also, most importantly, the internet is having an impact on radio. If it caused a big change in the U.S., I think it's causing an even bigger change here in China. Because in the past, we couldn't find out as much information as Americans, but now everyone's more or less the same because I can know everything through the internet.
Before the internet came to China, if you wanted the latest music from the West, you had to rifle through pirated cassette tapes in back rooms. That's how Chinese DJ Gary Wang came across hip-hop by accident in 1988.
I bought a cassette tape from some, market.
He picked it up because he liked the cover. He had no idea who the artist was.
I just listened. I was, wow, this is great. It was Run DMC.
Wang, now 35, recently opened The Lab. It's a nonprofit music studio to help Shanghai develop its own hip-hop style. But he says they still have a long way to go.
Well, I would say we don't have Chinese style yet. If you really want me to tell what is Chinese style, I can say is the local young kids really enjoy Western things right now. And then maybe after 10 or 15 years, they become their own style.
But in The Lab, young Chinese rappers like Red Star's Tang King are learning about music and starting to make their own claims about Chinese style. In this track titled Who We Be, Tang King proclaims his independence from American rappers like 50 Cent and Eminem.
Adding your local style and adapting it to your country is important to make your own hip-hop. We should focus on how to combine Chinese and American hip-hop and create a hip-hop culture that really belongs to our country.
That's what Jeremy Johnston's been encouraging Chinese kids to do since he came to Beijing to study Chinese philosophy 9 years ago. After giving up his studies, Johnson now raps with a group called Yin Sang, which means concealed, as in out of the mainstream.
When we first started, I mean, a lot of people said, straight up, you can't rap in Chinese. Chinese does not work for rap. And I was like, what does that mean? They're like, Chinese is not suitable to make rap music because it's tonal. To say anything won't work, that makes me want to try and make it work even more.
That's the determination that keeps Johnston making records in home studios, using MySpace to promote his music, and helping out up-and-coming MCs like Young Kin.
Kind of like hip-hop in the golden era. It was like hip-hop was before there was a bunch of money being made, because we aren't making a bunch of money. So you can't brag about, oh, look at my chain, if you don't got a chain. So Chinese kids, they rap about what they do, you know? Most Chinese kids keep it real, which I hate to say, but you got to keep it real over here because there's no other option. You have to.
Hate the term, but that's his message for young hip-hop artists everywhere.
No matter where you are, you're in the U.S., you're in Singapore, you're in Indonesia, you're in Hong Kong, you're in China. If you want to make hip-hop, do it. Do it in your own language. I mean, China stand up, right? China stand up. It's a brand new
movement. The dragon's wide awake and we ain't down with losing. For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle in Beijing. China stand
up. It's a brand new movement. You can watch video of Chinese hip-hop artists on our website, npr.org.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori.